And here to help me tell you about the very first charity that's going to receive all of the proceeds from Chris Allen's Big Dog Paddle and help me welcome a special guest. This is the lovely and talented, also my bride, Jennifer Allen. Hey.
Howdy, hi.
There are so many great dog charities out there. We look forward to helping each and every one that we can, but the one that has been on the top of our list, Jennifer
yes.
and I, our list for the longest time, Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about this. I have been a humongous fan for a couple of years on Facebook. One of my former Girl Scouts turned me on to Old Friends, and I have been just delighted on a daily basis by the photos and the videos and the feel-good stories.
And we're happy to be joined now by the founder of Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary, located just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. It's Zena Gooden. Hey, Zena.
Thank you for being
here. Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing great. Thank you for making time for us today.
Dell's excited you're
sure.
here, too.
You might hear our senior dog, Dell, here in the background. Zena, we spoke briefly last week just to arrange a time to be able to talk to you, and I was able to ask you then, yeah. Have you ever heard of pickleball? And you said you had not.
Right. I have now.
Our job is done.
Yeah, we're spreading the word. One person at a time. We'll mark Zena off
Zena
the list.
Checkaroo. Okay.
It's so much fun. It's the fastest growing sport in America. It is the number one sport among people 50 and older like me.
Senior dogs.
And and actually, pickleball was named after a dog. The family, there were three families that invented it in the mid 60s over in Bainbridge Island, Washington, right outside of Seattle. And the main family, they had a dog named Pickles. And, you know, the kids and everything. Pickles used to chase the ball when it would go out of bounds. And so when they were making up the game, they just said, well, let's just call it pickleball. And so they named it after Pickles. So there's a
great story.
Yeah, nice little dog tie in there. But tell us a little bit about Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary, what you guys are about. When did you start it, first of all?
We formed our nonprofit in April of 2012. Our mission is divided among a few different things. One is to provide lifetime homes for senior dogs with us in our sanctuary and in our forever foster homes. Another is to spread the word about senior dogs. That's where our Facebook page comes in. We're able to spread the word throughout the world that senior dogs can be loving family members.
Yeah.
And that's totally working because Tigger Puppy has a huge following overseas, I hear.
Yeah. Lithuania, actually. For some reason, Lithuania really loves Tigger.
He's adorable.
Yeah. He just found a forever foster home. He's got a home now.
Oh, that's so wonderful. It's not in Lithuania, is it?
No.
It's just like, I guess, with a human adoption agencies, you know, they always talk about, everybody wants a baby.
The baby, the new baby.
But, you know, when a child, you know, reaches 8, 9, 10, 11, it's harder and harder to place them. And I guess it's the same way with dogs.
Right.
You offer them a place that they can be comfortable, they can be around other dogs, they can just have a great life for the rest of their life. You've just done an amazing job with your Facebook following. Are you up to, is it 1.8 million?
Yeah.
Right now? You know, that's the thing. I mean, anybody can just accidentally throw up a couple of posts and get a million. But when you're knocking on the door of 2 million, you are
something's
really doing
working.
Something right, Zena Gooden. So kudos to you for that. What do you attribute that success and that worldwide following to?
We stay positive. We show the good points of senior dogs. We celebrate them. Even when they pass, we celebrate their life. And also, we don't focus on their previous life. We take them in, and the day they get here is the first day of the rest of their life. So we offer them the best life we can from that moment on. So we just focusing on the positive.
You really do. I have absolutely had a daily dose of joy from your posts on Facebook. It just makes me so happy to see these dogs in a wonderful environment. I mean, these dogs are like draped across couches. They're running around in the yard. They're sniffing stuff. They're sunning themselves. I mean, there's like triple decker beds. It's awesome. And these dogs are just so happy and seem to really immediately adjust well to their new situation And, you know, I don't know if it's the combination of the people, the dogs, the place, but you guys are doing it right. And it's just heartwarming and wonderful to see.
We do have a very committed, loyal staff of 20 people. We want to provide a home-like environment as much as we can, whether they stay here with us at the sanctuary or whether they go to a home, because some of these dogs will be with us forever. So we have to look at it that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of special needs dogs. I mean, obviously, yeah. Just like the rest of us, when you get up in years, you got some, you know, you have some pills you have to take maybe
pains.
And yeah, this special considerations and you do such a great job with that. On Facebook, the dogs have so much personality and you do such a great job in capturing their personality, their individuality. It's just a daily story, almost like a little doggy soap opera.
It's great.
That you can follow. And
you can follow the dogs interacting with each other. Are Betty and Veronica on the outs? No, they're really fun. And they're really is a Betty and Veronica.
You mentioned education. Is part of that education maybe helping other people establish their own version of Old Friends Senior Dog Sanctuary in their town?
Yes, we do offer a workshop 4 times a year. We give sessions on financials, on taking care of the dogs, veterinary medicine for senior dogs. It's a pretty intense 3-day workshop.
Well, Zena, you mentioned financials, and that's what we got you on the phone for, and here's what we want to do. You're going to find out that even though you hadn't heard of pickleball before, you're going to know about it now, because the pickleball community, there are millions of people around the world, even just in this country, who play pickleball, and they are just the best group of people ever.
They sure
so
are.
Many of them are dog lovers.
Many of them bring their dogs along with them when they come into town to play in
tournaments. All over the country, all over the world now. And that's why this
pickleball
is just
puppies.
A perfect marriage between a great cause and a great sport. So we're donating 100% of the proceeds to help dog charities. You are the charity. Our goal is to raise at least $10,000 for you by Christmas. And we want to make that happen. Anybody who purchases one of Chris Allen's big dog paddles from Engage, and we've linked to that here in the show notes.
Thank you, Robert Elliott. You are the
bomb. Yeah, Robert, Jody, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, Jody.
We're going to donate all those proceeds to you. I'll keep you posted and let you know how we're doing on reaching that goal, and we'll take it from here. And it's so great to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much.
And Zena, could I ask you one special favor? Would you give Mac Puppy a big hug from Jenny? I'm a big fan.
Sure, no problem. I can do that.
Okay, thank you so much. Just don't tell Dell.